You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Lambeau Field has officially achieved Wonder status. During a joint announcement with the Green Bay Packers, Travel Wisconsin named the stadium the 11th Wonder of Wisconsin Wednesday. The growing list includes iconic bucket list spots around the state like Devil's Lake State Park, Eagle Tower, and Apostle Island's National Lakeshore. With a seating capacity of 81,041, Lambeau Field is the second largest and oldest stadium in the NFL, and is now the largest venue in Wisconsin. Lambeau Field opened in 1957 as City Stadium, replacing the original City Stadium at Green Bay East High School. It was renamed in 1965 in memory of Packers founder, player, and longtime head coach, Earl Curly Lambeau. What was once 48 acres of farm field is now a year-round destination for millions of people from around the world. Since the Packers started offering tours of Lambeau in 2003, nearly 3 million people from more than 200 countries worldwide have toured our beloved stadium. Travel Wisconsin launched the Wonders of Wisconsin in 2023 as a lineup of must-visit places in the state for residents and visitors alike. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul math instruction. These bills aren't even drafted yet, so limited details are available. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to consolidate. There are more than 400 public school districts across Wisconsin. Record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes to keep them afloat. The Republicans' plan would give districts grants to explore whether they should combine. School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem, it's the formula itself and funding from lawmakers. Flags around the state are flying at half-staff today to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died during the 2001 attacks. Governor Tony Evers' order declared this day be a state day of service and remembrance. Evers encouraged Wisconsinites to give back to their neighbors and communities today through acts of kindness and service by volunteering in our local communities. You can find a list of volunteer opportunities with virtual options on the Volunteer Wisconsin website. Evers' flag order will be in place today from sunrise to sunset. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So, it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. That has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling in 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. If you're a fan of horror flicks but not the theater, there is a creepy new hit film you can now stream from your couch. Weapons has just dropped on various streaming platforms. The film was a hit in theaters, raking in over $143 million in just 5 weeks. The story is set into motion when a group of children run out of their house all at the same time in the middle of the night and disappear. The Zach Cregger's film that stars Amy Madigan, Josh Brolin, and Julia Garner received a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Leonardo DiCaprio says he will slow down a bit when it comes to acting roles. The Titanic star told People, he will be more picky when it comes to the roles he takes. His new film, One Battle After Another, is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also directed one of Leo's faves, Boogie Nights. DiCaprio says he couldn't do Boogie Nights because he was shooting Titanic at the time and doesn't regret the decision, but if he could go back in time, he would do both Oscar-nominated films. One Battle After Another hits the big screen September 26th. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, Bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog early. Otherwise, expect partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low of 54. On Friday, warmer with mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 58 at our studios.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.